Network.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, Sirius XM channel 158. It's Gil Alexander. It's my little buddy Kelly Bidlin back here. Toddy scared you away for a little bit, but you're back.
That's right.
Nice to have you.
I had to exit to give him room. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, appreciate it. We get tweets at Beatty the Book. One man wolf pack. We need more Wishnev. Please start Wishnev Wednesdays ASAP. Roger Jones and Bracco wins. Not sure if one or both of you deserve credit, but that's just smart radio. Leave them wanting more. Charles in Connecticut. Conference tourney week is the only time of the year that I may go 3 days without showering. I think that is a good point.
I was kind of thinking the same thing when he said it.
And then Steve Fezzik tweeting about our group text exchange with Will, Todd, me, him, and Chris Velika. Just five guys kicking ass on their daily journey to winning money betting sports and a lot of politics. That's helpful, Todd, he says. I don't know why he's, I don't know why Fezzik decides to tweet out things like that, just randomly. It's like, hey, just want to let y'all know. And LFC title records. There may have to be a strategically dropped burrito bowl at the Orleans tonight in order to keep Todd's streak alive. We're thinking about going to the Big West where, UC Riverside is playing. Maybe we'll watch some Big West tonight or tomorrow if they advance. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as being in studio each and every Thursday as part of Unscripted with Crackman Bill Krakenberger. But sometimes he can't be in Las Vegas, but he's still kind enough to join us courtesy of the Progressive guest line from South Florida. It's Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted with the Crackman. No intro.
Hey.
No intro when he's remote.
That's all right.
Anyway. That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about
Maybe
that.
Maybe I didn't give
Bill,
some man look, enough heads up.
Bill, you look great. You're well lit. That's a. Where are you, in your hotel room?
I'm in the hotel room, and I just drew the shades and just get the sun, the Florida sun out here.
Where are you specifically?
I am in Hard Rock in Hollywood.
And why
I'm
you
getting
there?
Ready. I'm jumping on a plane, though. I'm coming back today. I was here because I had some futures to cash, which I found out, even though I bet them in Tampa, I could actually cash them here in Hollywood. But I was planning to cash them. I had some pretty big tickets from last April. And, you know, I wasn't thinking it's a year from the day of the event, when the event finishes. So I had some season wins over under some futures. So they didn't expire in April. They expire, you know, 6 months from January and or a year from January. But I wanted to get them out of the way. I wasn't planning to bet anything, but opportunity presents itself. And let me tell you, I know some people say they get limited here, and I get it. But at the counter, maybe because they're futures, they took some very large bets for me. Put it this way. I expected to be going home with cash. I actually had to give them cash in the end. That's how many futures I bet.
Do you care to share some of those futures with us?
Sure. This is sick, Gil. The first bet I made was like $5,000 on each, and they didn't move them. So I went to the counter to bet $3,000 more on each. They still have not moved them. So Minnesota, let me see, Minnesota to not make the playoffs. I should look at the tickets really
fast. We're talking about baseball here?
Baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Twins, no playoffs, minus $1.20. And the Red Sox to reach the playoffs, yes. So yes on the Red Sox to reach the playoffs, minus $1.15. I would have laid a little bit more, by the way. So yes on the Red Sox to reach the playoffs. The Twins, no playoffs, minus $1.20. And, you know, I also bet Florida State in college football under 7.5 wins. And I seen that a couple other places, though. So I just wanted to grab it since I was here. Under 7.5, and I'm actually going to probably bet some more on that. Even minus $1.20 is fine. So that they're the three I bet.
Wow, personal attack at Kelly Bidlin, Florida State alum.
Oh,
personal attack.
It's tough times in Tallahassee. I understand it.
For the new audience at Sirius, newish audience at Sirius XM 158 that might not be familiar with your handicapping process. Can you explain how this works for you? Because you surround yourself with folks.
Yeah, well, that was, I hope he doesn't mind. That's one of my sharpest guys that I deal with that gave me those three. And so I used to do all my own handicapping for years. We won, my partner and I, from back in Jersey. However, now I just find some of the sharpest gambling syndicate groups in the world that maybe need to get down some money. Maybe they can't get down $8,000 a play here at Hard Rock. And to be real blunt, I put up the money for a lot of this stuff too. So it's nice to be able to have, you know, someone that puts up most of the money. And you know, this is what, it's going to be a year. Some of these tickets aren't going to, you know, I shouldn't say that, at the end of next college football, December. So literally 10 months from now, it's nice to have someone to put up money for 10 months. So I'll do that. But certain situations I will actually, you know, put up money. Put up mutual money for both of us or whatever it may be, or three of us, whoever. It depends on the sport. College basketball, there's three of us that are partners. So it depends on the sport, how many people are partners. So it may sound like big amounts of money. And the only reason why I mentioned the money today is because I was pretty happy with these amounts here at Hard Rock. And I've heard some, not really nightmares about these books, but I heard if you're sharp at the counter and you keep on betting stuff that moves, you have to do it tactfully. You have to do it so it doesn't look like you're just betting steam or major line moves, or they have kiosk here. I don't know really the result. I really don't know a lot of people that bet here, but I was told they have the kiosk here, and you know, you're betting and betting and betting. And if you keep on trying to circumvent limits, just go to the counter, see what they take. Listen, I was shocked that they took what they did for me. Like I said, I had some tickets to bet off of. I figured that was going to be enough for the three bets I was making. And one of my guys knew I was down here. He said, hey, these are really good opportunities on these three plays. And
Let me ask you about college basketball this time of year, because I know famously when we've talked before, I say, like, what sport at what time of year has traditionally been your most profitable? And if I remember, the most common answer that you always gave on that was early season college basketball, November, yeah. December, through the years, that has been the real strike zone. We're here in March, obviously conference tournaments, you know, we got 4 days left of them, really three and a half, quite frankly. And then it's Selection Sunday before the big dance. What is your volume now? Has it completely tapered off? Is it, you know, are you still in some volume and it's next week that it tapers off? Explain.
Yeah, good question here. And yes, college basketball was always bread and butter for years. However, NFL props have been really good. NBA props have been really good. Now, there's smaller markets, so you can't, I say smaller, they're smaller than getting down an NFL game or a college game or an NBA game. And this particular year, yes, we've had a winning season and people have struggled. Some of the sharpest gambling syndicates in the world that typically beat college basketball have struggled to win. I'm really blessed that we're actually up for the year, because it's getting tougher and tougher each year. Before I came here, I was in Foxwoods for a day with Alan Boston, and I went and had a meal with him. And even Alan was saying, you know, how tough every year is. However, he had a good season, the beginning of the season. And his last couple of weeks have been a little rough, but he's still having a winning season. And, you know, the March Madness, yes, I like betting that first round, even the second round. But it tapers off as it gets deeper and deeper into the big dance. I'll bet less and less. You know, I bet a lot of first halves. I've talked about that. As a matter of fact, yeah, so we're not going to be on the next Thursday when games are going on. I'll tell you right now, when that Sunday night, I'll be in Vegas with my computers and have my – oh, man. There's probably nothing better than getting to some of those lines at the beginning with my guys. You know, it's a shame because it's only one or two sports books that put up the lines. And, you know, it's one or two originating sports books and everyone copies those lines. I actually wish I had access to some of the books back east, because it seems like to me – the DraftKings, the FanDuels, and they put the lines up first. In Vegas, I noticed Westgate was putting the lines up first for the NFL playoffs and stuff. So I'm hoping some of the – maybe South Point was putting up lines first for a while there for years back and letting people get at them for reduced juice. And also, Gil, now that I speak about that, the old Hard Rock, which is Virgin. Virgin – day of the game, I'm sure you've talked about this earlier in the week, Virgin has zero juice. You could bet up to $3,000. They want to introduce their sports book to people.
Yeah.
$3,000, no juice, even though it's the day of the game, which is kind of I don't want to say an efficient market for this college basketball first round, but later rounds it is. But hey, no juice. How many opportunities will there be for guys that middle and hedge and have those marketplaces, whether it's 2-3% juice? I expect to see some other people over at Virgin, I'm sure, day of the game, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, zero juice. I hate to even give them any press. Whoever runs their socials is so stupid.
I was just going to bring this up.
I didn't know about this.
I was just going to bring this up. We haven't brought it up earlier in the week, but I saw it twice now that they have no juice at Virgin. Yeah. And I think you were about to say this. How is this not more publicized?
Right. Oh my gosh.
I retweeted it and it got like maybe 9,000 views. I retweeted it for the people to know. You think Virgin's social media would say, hey, Bill Krakenberger's retweeting this? Not that I'm anybody, but I'm retweeting something. You got, almost 10,000 views. You think you'd retweet it or say thank you or something? No, nothing. Crickets. So a lot of times these people, they work for companies. They steal paychecks. That's what they do. They're stealing a paycheck. They're told to put something up. They have no pulse of what's going on in the industry or on the casino floor, but yet they're in charge of the social media for a casino corporation. Don't ask me how it works, but listen, I have a buddy there that actually is a big executive. He's the one that texts me, hey, Crack, we're having no juice on our March Madness. I said, you won't believe how big of information this is. And yet, it's not really being talked about. To be able to bet up to $3,000 on a game, no juice, oh my God, that's unbelievable, even day of game.
I may have to walk back into my old stomping grounds.
I have so many follow-up questions about this.
We'll get to those follow-up questions that Bill may not have the answer for, but Kelly's going to ask him anyway. On the other side, Crackman Bill Krakenberger right here on a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game back from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander. Kelly Bidlin, college basketball has already started for the day. 48 games, baby. And we are underway. What was Wishnev complaining about? He's watching it already.
I mean, is he right behind us?
No, he went back to wherever he's going, who came from. But we'll figure out.
I do like that you made him drive all the way from the very, very south side of town to all the way up here just for a segment.
I didn't make him do anything. By the way, he was well dressed once again for the segment. You may have noticed. By the way, the Players Championship, little update here for you.
Yeah, let's go, Aaron Rye.
The early going, of course, of the Players Championship, golf's de facto fifth major, the PGA Tour's major, if you will, at TPC Sawgrass. Early going. For some. Vince, we have a four-way tie at the top of the leaderboard. Vince Whaley, Lucas Glover, Aaron Rye, and Bud Cauley, all at 3-under.
I've got a first-round leader ticket on Aaron Rye, so that would be nice.
Ooh, Aaron Rye through 7. Yeah, a four-way tie at 3-under. You know who's one back, though, among those at 2-under?
Sep
Straka.
Let's go.
I wrote it. I got you to win. I have him to win it.
Yeah, you made a bet, right?
I did at 50-1. Not 51. 40-1 we got. 40-1. Sepp Straka.
It was heavy golf movement this week. The players, I mean, Sepp was, for the difference between odds that you could find in Vegas versus East Coast books,
I had to
night and day.
I had to mule it.
Yeah. You know, Boyd, I think this was a screw up. Did I bring this up yesterday?
Boyd
had him listed at 15-1.
Oh my God.
I think
God.
It was a screw up with them copying FanDuel odds and they put a 1 instead of a 4, but still.
Yeah, now I'm curious what I ended up with. I think 45-1 or something like that. Wasn't quite
right.
50. Wasn't quite the 50 you got. Because, yeah, here, come on. What are we doing? Bill Krakenberger joins us from the East Coast again. He's down in South Florida. You can follow him on Twitter at Bill Crackman with a K. The name of his podcast is Wisecracks with Bill Krakenberger. He won't be with us for the full hour when he's remote, but we will do one more segment. Did you have follow-up questions for him on we were just talking about no juice over there.
Yeah, I got the answers.
He's got all the deets.
He's out of the deets.
Yeah.
All right, what's the deal?
So here's what you need to know. NCAA tournament basketball games only. No juice, same day, pre-match or pre-flop, like Gil says. Point spreads. Your max bet up to $3,000, all no juice. You need a rewards card. So you need what's called a Cherry Rewards card. It's free. You know, it's just their player card. So it's from 8 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. And this is only for – it's showing right now – March 20th, 21st. If this goes over well, though, they'll probably extend that. Listen, like I said, it's funny. During the break, we were talking about some of the places in town that have reduced juice throughout the season in town. And even I think South Point may have 105, which
South
is
Point
fantastic.
Does 105 traditionally. Yeah.
105. Oh, man. How cool. I'll just tell you, you know, if they do it right, they're looking to acquire information from people, maybe get their email, maybe get their, you know, player card, send them a little offer in the mail. If it's done right, that this casino here, Virgin, I also said to Gil during the break, this casino has alienated a lot of their players like me. I used to always go in Hard Rock. I met Gil in this casino originally. This was the place to be. I do not go anymore. They have terrible video poker. The way it was run, I think Mohegan was running it. It's funny, Mohegan in Connecticut has some decent video poker, but for some reason they had none there. It was good. They still have some good shows at the joint. But for me, and I'm going to even speak for Gil, this is like Bill Buckner walking into Shea. So we don't go in there.
Too many ghosts.
That often.
Too many ghosts
there. I hope it's done right. I really do.
So clarify this for me. So Betfred did have the sportsbook there. I don't know if they ever got licensed, but it's not Betfred anymore. Who's running this now?
Wow, this is a great question. It says Cherry Rewards. I'm thinking that the Virgin brand, and I don't want to misspeak here. I think the Virgin brand is running the sportsbook now. Uh-oh. So this is going to be new to them. And, you know, no juice. That's going to be, remember, I think, didn't Circa do that when they first opened on something like three bets per person? I know my buddy Randy was there. It was like, I think they had no juice the first day. I think Circa lost about 150,000 at a 3,000 max bet. I'm sure someone on Twitter or maybe even Randy, Randy's listening. They could text me. I think Circa did that just the first day, one day. That was enough for them, by the way.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them. I understand it. You know, you have a lot of overhead staff and it's just a promo to get people in. And we talked about it. I think we talked about it on our podcast. Randy's been a great addition to my podcast with John Orlando this year. We filmed it last night and it's up now on my YouTube channel. I crack wins. But, you know, I'll tell you, Gil, I hope this goes over well because I hope it's just more than those 2 days. I hope it's more than that. And, what I was saying was we talked on a break, the reduced juice in town. You know, it's going to be shocking for our listeners, yes, because they're astute listeners. But most people really don't care.
Most people play. Don't care. Yeah.
They'd rather sit home on their apps and I'm not driving down there.
Yep.
I only bet 200 a game. Meanwhile, they bet 11 games. And instead of laying an extra $200 in juice, they lay no juice. But I'd rather, you know, just play with my one or two apps. And
well,
so people really don't care.
Yeah, there's two things. Right. You're right. We've talked about this before. Like, you know, it's when I'll give an example. When you give out some sort of insider stuff that people get mad at you, right? Like other sharp bettors are like, oh, Bill, you shouldn't say that on air. You shouldn't give that away. We always say this. It's amazing. You'd think that, right? You'd think the instinct ought to be not to give away X, Y, and Z on the air. But 95-98%, pick your percentage of bettors will hear this. They'll nod and they'll still go about their way and they won't even sort of act on it. The other thing about going back to this promotion that they're doing, just from a macro Vegas standpoint, for those who have, you know, come to Vegas through the years, and obviously March Madness is the most popular week to come through the years generationally. It's just such a wonderful atmosphere here. And I do wonder, you know, with now it being a state-by-state thing, sports betting, Nevada is its own ecosystem. And so Nevada doesn't feel competitive pressure to innovate in the sports books, right? Oh, so what if the East Coast books are offering all these different things? Nobody here is, so why should we bother doing it? But if something like this were to catch on, right? Something like this were to catch on and it were to persist, at some point it would have to sort of spread, right? We're a long way from that happening, but this might be a start. Maybe. I don't know. In theory. So I just like somebody's trying something. Let's put it that way.
Very good, Gil. We need the competition. Listen, even though we love the sports books there and we love, you know, I'm able to bet. Oh, my God. It's just so nice. Imagine it's just okay. It's nice to be able to bet because so many people, you know, so many sports books and even individuals, they don't let me bet. So it's so nice to be able to bet. However, that being said, we still need the competition. Yes, we need the DraftKings, the FanDuel. We need these sports books in Nevada. We need competition. So other books are forced to catch up a little bit. Right now, you know, we always say it, you know, you're all just our guests. I mean, they're
right
now they run the town. They run the town. They're not letting no one. You know what it is, too? They're not letting another Cantor Gaming come to town and try to take over, you know, with their fancy suits and take over the whole place and wind up getting fined all, you know, $35 million or whatever they got fined. And I'll tell you, though, Gil, not only do we need the competition for us, we need the competition in general for all the regular players, the regular people, not just talking about us sharp guys, just the people that the locals that are getting eaten up alive, maybe laying 11 to 10 on everything and just betting their crazy bet. We need it for them also. I try to speak out for Joe Public and try to help everyone here. Listen, Chris Felica is also on our text, you and I, and he said he likes the FSU bet under also. And that's another thing you just said, Gil. You just said that you got to be careful saying things. Now, even me, I just gave out three plays. I probably don't know if I should have said them, but you know something, Gil? People don't want to tie their money up for 10 months.
No.
They need their money now. No one's tying up any significant amount of money for 10 months or 6 months. But it's nice to have a baseball future to root on all season long. So I'll be rooting on the Red Sox, you know, to make the playoffs. Like I said, I'll be rooting on them all season long. Every game, every day, pick up a paper. There's no more picking up paper.
Every day you have action, basically.
Every day you have a little bit of action. Rooting for one, not rooting for the under.
Well, no, but
it's really fun.
It's a great point what you said, because obviously baseball, you know, you got to wait 6 months. The regular season is 6 months. So you're, you know, it's what's the macroeconomics 101. There's an opportunity cost for every dollar that you're, you know, that is tied up. You can't use that dollar to make money in the meantime. And then there's the other sort of like gambler sort of psychology thing where for your accounts, do you ever get annoyed that when you go to your pendings or your, you know, the things that are still open, that those just sit there for 6 months? And at some point people get annoyed, like, oh, clear this out finally, you know, with it. So there's all kinds of little, you know, it's the economic one, it's the annoyance of something like that. But baseball season longs, right? Baseball season wins are still one of the most tried and true markets, because it's a really, truly good handicap, where if your handicap is good, you can overcome negative variance and still win. You can't say that about a lot of other bets. So that's why I still swear by it. Bill,
yeah,
we got...
Randy just said up to 10,000 they took at Circa opening day, up to $10,000 juice free. Wow.
Back in the day.
How
I remember
cool.
that day.
Yeah. How cool.
Yeah. Bill, thank you. Enjoy your trip. Safe
no
travels
problem.
Back.
I'll be back. Thanks, guys.
Bill Krackenberger. At Bill Crackman with a K. Ed Feng joins us with his college basketball plays from the Power Rank. Man is a PhD. He's got a big brain. That's next. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Okay, we cannot emphasize this enough. VSiN is free until Selection Sunday. Sign up today, VSiN.com/champweek. And enjoy full Visa Pro access instantly, including daily best bets to help you cash more tickets, exclusive betting splits from DraftKings and Circus Sportsbooks, 24/7 video with full access to the VSiN Watch app, full VSiN.com access, including expert analysis, trends, and pro betting systems. Don't miss out on this free VSiN Pro preview. Get the insights you need to bet the tournament smarter, no cost, no commitment. Sign up now at VSiN.com/champweek and enjoy free access through March 16th. That's VSIN.com/champweek. No cost, no commitment. Kelly's looking at me like at an event.
Okay. So I thought you were waiting for me on some. I'm reading through the extreme details of the Cherry Rewards program at Virgin.
Oh, what did you find out? Anything new?
No, I mean, it looks like they are angling this towards locals a little bit more, and there are some things in here that are pretty impressive. They're going to be doing a free slot tournament next weekend as well. So if you're into that, get over there with the no juice.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to walk back into the Hard Rock?
I was thinking about, I know Fezzik and I were texting and bothering you by attaching you yesterday about some of the rewards program stuff.
Oh, that was riveting.
The one that's always cracks me up that they offer like every casino in town is like spa stuff.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
like, I'm always thinking about like dudes like me, how often we're hanging out and playing video poker, and it's like, all right, let me go to the spa now.
Spa. Give me a massage. Lucas Glover takes the lead at the Players Championship, 4 under.
Cool.
Through 10. One stroke lead over Hostler, Kazire, and Tom Hoagie as well. Aaron Rye in there as well. and Chris Kirk. Two back, included in that group, Jordan Spieth. I'm sure he has nothing to say about it. I'm sure he's quiet as a mouse.
I almost bet him this week, too, Gil. Oh. I can't bring myself to do it. I can't do it.
Does golf need Jordan Spieth? Do we need more Jordan Spieth, or is Jordan Spieth at this level quite fine for you?
For me, I'm the wrong person to ask. He could go away, and I'm completely okay with him.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I think people think he's good for the sport, so sure.
Okay. I'll tell you what's good for the sport. Ed Feng, ladies and gentlemen, he is the founder of the Power Rank. He is a PhD. His brain is bigger than all of ours combined. He joins us now courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. You can follow him on Twitter at the Power Rank. Ed, good morning to you. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Gil. Thanks so much for having me on.
For those who are unfamiliar with you, I always like to hype up the fact that you, what was your PhD? Could you give the subject of your PhD again, your thesis?
It was the kinetic theory of liquids and polymers.
Sure, sure.
How liquids move, how molecules move is what I ended up doing my thesis in.
And then you ended up like doing, and then you ended up doing college basketball brackets. Let me ask you a question, Ed. Do the parents ever say to you, you know, Ed, we think you should do some other stuff with your life? Do they ever say that to you?
No, I think they understand how pained I was in the academic world and how it really didn't fit me. I think they see that I'm pretty happy doing what I'm doing now. And I think they just let me be on this one.
Those are wonderful, wonderful parents. That's beautiful. Supportive. Oh, man. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are now, we'll get to some brackets here momentarily because are you going to do anything with brackets this year?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing the same service that I do for members of the Power Rank. And then it's actually available as a separate product on my site. But I give you my complete bracket advice, basically what to fill out in your pool, what choices you should make for champion based on the size of your pool. And this advice has worked out for a lot of people in past years, and I'm really looking forward to doing it again.
Okay, and they can find out all that information at The Power Rank on Twitter, I suppose, is the quickest way for them to go. Or go to thepowerrank.com.
That's a good way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you're also betting college basketball sides these days. How's that been going for you?
I mean, I've had an incredible week. I can't complain. I would tell you the record, but I don't want to sound like a tout. But things have been going pretty well, and hopefully I can explain a little bit why I think it's been going well.
Okay, well, why? Why has it been?
Well, I think a lot of the people out there with the modeling is, there's a lot of models that are way more specific than what I do. Well, a lot more detailed. I'm using box score data. They're using a lot more complicated stuff. But one thing that I incorporated into my model is market data. And I found this to be a very predictive aspect of any sport. I use it in football and I use it in college basketball as well. And it can actually really have a contrary take. An example I found this morning was this Kansas-Arizona game. A lot of the metrics, you can look at KenPom, he's got Arizona by point. You can look at like my points per possession adjusted for opponent. I have Arizona ahead slightly. But my main member model, which has been doing really well, it's pretty effective against these opening lines, actually likes Kansas by one. And a lot of that is driven by the market data. The market, despite all the problems that Kansas has had this year, still thinks that they're a better team than Arizona. If you remember, Kansas started the season preseason AP number one, and preseason AP poll is still a pretty powerful predictor, even at this point in the season, and I've written a lot about that. They were clearly wrong that Kansas was the top team in the country. No one's disputing that, but this is still a really talented team. They brought back Hunter Dickinson, KJ Adams, a lot of really good players. And, I think they're actually a team maybe to look to tail going into the tournament. I think they're better than what the numbers have shown this year. And I think those are the type of insights that you need to look for something beyond just the pure numbers this year, because those numbers are noisy. As good as they are, they can be noisy. And I think one thing that my numbers suggest is Kansas is better than what just the pure numbers say. I like Kansas plus 1.5 against Arizona tonight.
Okay, you like the Jayhawks tonight. Let me seize on that point, though, that you made, because I'm glad you brought it up, because this is an Ed Feng staple through the years, which I find fascinating because when we are handicapping sports, all of us who bet on a day-to-day basis, I like to say we're often too close to the sun, no matter the sport that we're betting. And we're almost too cool for school to care about such a, you know, ridiculous thing from mainstream media or that mainstream media promotes, like the preseason AP rankings. But you have always held steadfast. I think this is a fascinating point, that while we, as the season goes on, let's use college basketball, right? Roughly 30 games, give or take a few, right? 30 games a season. That while we're watching this on a nightly basis and going through a season, that the preseason poll that we stray away from, and Kansas is a great example, maybe they're an exception here, but that generally speaking, that ends up being super predictive when March Madness comes around. Not by the gospel, obviously, but reverting to looking at that is often a helpful practice.
It's an insanely helpful practice, Gil. I actually ran some numbers by it since 2002. So pretty big data set. You can use the AP poll, pretty simple predictor, right? If they were higher ranked in the preseason AP poll, you would predict them to win. And then you would predict a ranked team to beat an unranked team. So, and you don't make a prediction in every single game. That model predicted a game winner in 71.1% of games.
Can you believe that?
So what,
wow, jeez.
Yeah. But what's the benchmark, right? Well, I checked those same games, so not every single tournament game, but those same games that the AP poll made a prediction in, I checked the closing markets. They predict the winner in 72% of games. So you're within 1% of the gold standard, which is just kind of mind-boggling, right?
Yeah.
Over a pretty big data set.
I just want to make sure we get some picks in here with beyond Kansas. Anything else that you landed on today, Ed, before you go?
That was certainly the one I liked the most. I'll give you another one. I mean, I really love this Duke team. I bet them a couple times as huge favorites. I had them minus 19.5 against Wake Forest at home. That looked terrible for a while before it won. I'm seeing similar value today. Not a ton of value, but I think I saw minus 22.5 today in their first game of the NCAA tournament. Look, this Duke team is ridiculously talented, and not only that, they really play defense. I've also been betting a lot of player unders in against Duke. I don't think it's a terrible strategy to just bet player points for every market you can find against this Duke defense. They're really that good on the defensive side of the ball. So that's another game that popped up today when I was looking at it.
All right. Ed, always fascinating. Appreciate it. Always interesting to get your insights. NFL season, before you go, NFL season, you're going to be doing a bunch of props this year. That's your thing? You're gravitating that way?
Absolutely. I've been did really, really well with interception props last season. Not as well as the market changed this year, but still up. So I'm pretty happy about that. And okay. Then I was just talking to some friends in Boston, and they were like, dude, you gotta look into more NFL props. And I decided that was a good idea. So I will be spending a lot of my off season on that.
All right. Ed Feng, everybody, at The Power Rank. Don't just go to Power Rank, at The Power Rank, and also thepowerrank.com for all of his stuff. Ed, appreciate it, man. And good luck with all the bets today and beyond.
Thank you so much.
Ed Feng, everybody. Go. PhD, Kelly. You get that? Liquid polymers? You get all that?
Yeah, I only did my thesis on polymers, not liquids and polymers.
Oh,
yeah.
You didn't want to brag or anything?
Yeah, I didn't want to break it up.
Okay. You have any Lucas Glover exposure?
Nope.
Nope, nothing? One-stroke lead. Early yet at the Players' Championship. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game, live from Circa. Gil Alexander, Kelly Midland. We get tweets at Beatty the Book. The Numbers Guys. Crack certainly doesn't need company, but I would have loved to have seen Toddy stick around with his two or three iPads doing his in-game thing while Crack dishes on sour rooters on the strip.
You know what's tough for me, Gil? Is the desk gets crowded. So I gladly get out of the way for Bill on Thursdays. But I miss having the conversation, being a part of the conversation. I love talking with Crack.
With Crack?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. It's just, yeah.
Well, we didn't kick you out or anything.
No, I know. No. I wanted to get out. It makes it easier on the crew. We set up a beautiful two-shot for you two. I talked to Ortega about, things around town.
Oh, you're not paying attention? Is what you're saying?
No, during breaks.
Oh,
you know.
Sure. Trip Tepper, or Gil, I'll offer up Nick Clifford of Colorado State as the mid-major star who could carry his team into the second weekend. That being said, the Rams need to win the Mountain West, but Clifford is dynamic. I like that. Brian M. Oh, it wasn't a personal attack on Kelly, the Florida State thing from Crack. He says Florida State is a baseball school, not football.
That's right, Brian. You're keeping right up with it. Not a basketball school anymore, not a football school. We're on to baseball.
High school gambler. Nothing better than back in the day at the Hard Rock Casino when you go to the Circle Bar and hear the people across the bar's conversation. Oh, man, some of the things you would hear. LOL. I cannot express enough what a time that was.
Oh, if I could hop in a Vegas time machine and go see Gil Alexander in party mode at the Hard Rock, I would pay so much money for that opportunity.
You people wouldn't even understand. JC, your reference to is Wayne Brady going to have to blank are fantastic. That is all. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. New York Mets 16. Kelly's thesis was on liquid specializing in beer, beer, vodka, whiskey, bourbon, and his all-time favorite, eggnog. Have you had any eggnog since?
No, you guys ruined eggnog for me.
What's this, you guys? It was you and Matt on Primetime Action. A bet that will live in infamy.
You were no part of it? You were no part of it whatsoever?
I might have egged it on. Hey-o.
Dude, that was coming.
There you go.
I used to love eggnog. I was one of those people that, as many jokes, yes, I enjoy a cocktail or two. I would just drink eggnog straight. Eggnog straight was fine. I enjoyed it. It was a delicacy, but now I can't drink it ever again. I didn't, what do they call it, the hot dog contest, a reversal? I didn't have a reversal of any kind.
No,
or
you were good about that.
But it was like cement in my stomach for like 5 days.
It was tough to watch. What was the bet again? What was it, just that you could drink how
drink
much?
Drink a half gallon of eggnog, and Isaiah just walked in. He was there. Was it a two-hour period of the show?
You and Matt negotiated it back and forth, and you guys got upset with each other because he was trying to, like, move the goalpost.
Yes, because Matt tries to move the goalpost on any bet you set 7 times.
Our own Matt Brown.
I mean, you were there for the field goal contest. You set rules, and then everything gets changed by just a little bit.
G-Bank, best bets of the day, courtesy of G-Bank, the official bank of VSIN. I am on Belinda Bencic today, +112 versus Maddie Keys. And this, of course, will be the double whammy if Belinda can win this. Not only do we win the match bet, but 6-1 will cash. She will have gotten to the quarters. Maddie Keys has won 15 matches in a row. And is the defending Australian Open champ. That was part of her 15-match run. Daniil Medvedev, -4 games against Artur Fils. It's not Arthur Fils, Kelly. I know you want us to pronounce it that way. Artur Fils.
It's Arthur Fils. Come on.
Medvedev, -4 games, +104 versus Fils. Those are my two tennis bets of the day. Dallin Cuff was here. He's on Oregon in college basketball today. Marquette, money line. St. Louis laying the points. And BYU taking the 3.5. 48 college basketball games today. We are underway. Todd Wishnev, he with a rare pre-flopper, he's taken the Sooners plus the points as a first half bet today in their game. So Todd Wishnev with a rare pre-flop. Zach was here. He also was on the Marquette, but he's laying the points. Remember, Dallin was on money line on Marquette. In the NBA, he's on the Brooklyn Nets +2.5 points. And then in tennis, he's got Alina Svitolina +1.5 sets versus Mira Andreeva. He is bold, taking Svitolina +1.5 sets. And then he's got a parlay, Griekspoor, Medvedev, moneyline parlay, which pays 2-1. All of Zach's picks at VSiN.com as well. But all these picks for subscribers at VSiN.com/picks, it pays to subscribe. Ed Fang also with a couple college basketball, a couple blue bloods, taking Kansas plus the points, which he just talked about moments ago. And then Duke laying the wood, -22.5 in an ACC quarter.
That one starts in like 10 minutes against Georgia Tech, by the way. So get your bets in if you wanted to play that. I you know what? I forgot a page. Sorry, gang. Crack actually gave out a few.
Oh, okay.
Right. Twins to miss the playoffs, -120. Red Sox to make the playoffs, -115. And Florida State under 7.5 wins.
Why are you shortchanging Crack?
I don't know. Sorry, Bill.
G-Bank, as always, best bet brought to you by G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN. Upping the ante is G-Bank. with up to a $750 bonus for new GBank Visa Signature Card customers. First new customers who spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days from account opening receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads within the 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at Visa.com/GBank. That's Visa.com/GBank. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply. Why are you laughing?
Check your text. Oh. I don't know if I want to say it or not.
Okay.
Pheasant going to war today on a Thursday in college basketball. In true Steve Pheasant fashion.
Oh, no, we definitely will. Duke is a 22.5-point favorite, and Steve Fessick is playing them on the money line.
Screw the points.
This is the man who once again had the money line on Purdue against Fairleigh Dickinson in the 116 a couple years ago. You know what happened. Minus 4,500. He's taking Duke on the money line today.
Steve would be proud of me. I did. I brought in some casino rewards, just giveaways. Some of these places do like the gift giveaways.
Nice.
And a couple of them, I'm like, I'm high enough in the rewards program that they give you like multiples of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought in a random box of gifts for the crew today.
That's very nice of you.
There was a phone charger, bottle of wine, some steak knives.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who took the charger?
Apparently that was the hot item back there.
Imagine.
I think Savannah and Brendan were fighting over it, and somehow Brendan landed it. Which I'm a little upset about now.
Gentleman he is.
Yeah, exactly. After, and also, I just learned that he's been giving Dave Ross his secret coffee in the morning.
Oh, he's a secret coffee?
Yeah. Oh. Brendan's got quite a setup back there. I'm pretty sure he's prepared to just stay there for a week.
You know, you're not going to be here tomorrow. Kelly Bidlin is off tomorrow.
Yes.
Wyatt Tomchek will be in your chair. So you want to do a special Thursday since you're not going to be here Friday? Estamos seguros? Are we sure?
Yes, I do.
Let's do it.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
It will be Duke, Auburn, Houston, or Florida winning the NCAA tournament.
Can I be honest with you? I am sure.
Okay.
I do not believe. Now, here's the thing. I want it to be Alabama.
Yeah.
That's who I have my futures ticket on. So I'd love to be wrong and that it be Alabama. But I kind of think it's one of those four.
Does it not feel like this feels like the year that we've heard? I don't know if anybody's taken a stance and said it will be one of these four that directly, but man, a lot of the people we've talked to over the past couple weeks sure sound like they would answer yes to that as well.
I don't remember. Now, some keen observing listener will tell me differently, perhaps. But over the years that we've done the formula, which is every year since the beginning of time, I don't think we've ended up with the same three teams and only those teams every week that we've done it. And that when a team starts to approach it, it's like, again, the game of red light, green light, where the person immediately just says, I caught you moving to the person closest to them. You ever play with that player? That's what it feels like, that there's a force field before they can get into it. So Iowa State got close, couldn't get in there. Michigan State got close, couldn't get in there. Arizona got close, couldn't get in there. Now it's Clemson and Tennessee are the closest. We'll see if they can qualify. But I feel it's one of those four, because Florida, the only exception, is the Sweet 16 one, with a head coach prior to this year, Todd Golden.
Trying to figure out where I want to go next. All right, NFL.
Yes, sir.
Are we sure the Steelers are a better team with Aaron Rodgers
than with Russell Wilson / Justin Fields?
Yeah, what they had a year ago.
I'm not sure. The Steelers seem to feel that way. They have made Aaron Rodgers an offer. And by the way, what is Aaron Rodgers waiting for? This is such an Aaron Rodgers thing to do. Let me wait 4 days before I make my decision. I'm that important.
So,
your damn decision, man.
I saw Evan Cohen over at ESPN Radio I used to work with tweet this out this morning. He's like, I think I got this all figured out. Aaron Rodgers wants the Vikings. The Steelers want Aaron Rodgers. And Russell Wilson wants the Steelers. So this is all going to go well.
Yeah. I do think the Vikings are still, we've been pretty consistent about this. The Vikings makes the most sense to me.
I mean, it does, for multiple reasons, right?
Like, Even though Packers fans, their heads would explode all over again.
Like, Steelers, you'll be good with Rodgers,
yeah.
But if you're Aaron Rodgers, stay out of the AFC.
Yeah.
Do anything you can to do
no
with
point.
The AFC.
Yeah.
And not be on the Giants, though. Okay, are we sure the Rams are the team to beat in the NFC West as of today?
As of today, I am.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
The odds don't reflect that, though, do they?
No, they do not. And you and I are both going to stay. We're going to keep our money in our pockets.
There's other stuff going on. I'm betting on.
Yeah,
right
me
now.
Too. Yeah, yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm kind of proud of us.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we sure we will ever see Tiger Woods play a PGA Tour event?
I'm not. I'm not sure about that. He ruptured his Achilles, as we all know. We didn't talk about it, but yes, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that he ever will. It's kind of hard to watch now.
It is, man. Sad. Terrible news.
All right. Right now, as of this moment, Bo Hostler. No. Yes. Bo Hostler, your leader at the Players' Championship. 4-under through 14, a one-stroke lead.
That's not Aaron Rye.
Over a, what is it? Seven other golfers who are one-stroke back. So that's right now at the first round, early stages of the Players' Championship. Stormy is next. Money Moves. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.